let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargle and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, ancienthopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the ancienthopes.org website and search for the title of this podcast using the search box on that page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on the ancienthopes.org website. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Danny and Father John. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture podcast and radio show. I'm Danny Gallagher in the studio today with Father John. Welcome back.
Yeah, it's a wonderful midsummer morning, isn't it?
It's gorgeous out there. And, you know, the humidity's a little bit lower. Temperatures aren't above 80 yet.
Right.
This weekend's going to be terrible, though. So I don't even want to talk about it. Yes. Okay, so we're in the middle of looking at the Abrahamic covenant in a different way. You know, we looked at the points of chapter 15, 17, 19, 22.
Well, it starts with 12.
12, oh, gosh,
15, 12, 17, 15. And 22.
How can I not remember that after we went through
like
all of these?
That's kind of the backbone of the whole thing, right? We looked at the backbone. Now we're going to fill it in with some of the muscles and
stuff. Now we look at all of those chapters, but in a completely new way, in a way that we've been talking about the whole time, by looking at motifs or these themes or images that kind of present themselves in this whole way through.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so... But when I'm looking at this, I think I've said this before, I have such a hard time looking at things with those eyes, trying to figure out and see the very nuanced things that God is doing when we talk about things like the covenant, but we look at what does greatness mean? You know, in the covenant, or what do the nations mean in the covenant? Mm-hmm. So maybe we can just start with that, say that I have a lot of trouble. You know, when I read your post on ancienthopes.org, it was a struggle for me to put that together.
Right. And I'm convinced that it's not that this stuff is like rocket science or trying to figure out physics and equations and stuff like that. But just because it's a new way of thinking, it seems difficult.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what we're doing in these podcasts is slowly transforming our worldview of way of looking at life through Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it seems so difficult, I think.
Yeah. I think that the whole way through, you have presented these motifs at various places. You know, when we're talking about the Garden of Eden, and then we're talking about Noah and all of that. You've presented them, and I've said, oh, I get that now.
Right.
Oh, I see that the ark was a motif, and that was like the temple, and it was on top of a mountain. I mean, all of those things kind of, as soon as you say it, I go, ah.
Right.
You know? But before that, that's not just not the way I'm
looking
at it.
You know, what it is, it's like putting a big puzzle together. And as you put the pieces in, all of a sudden you begin to see the whole thing.
Right.
I remember in one of my doctoral classes, I was just sitting there and my professor in one hour, just started talking about motifs and it changed. I mean, I was ready for it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I went out almost flying out the room because you can look at all Scripture through this whole thing. I got so excited about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the motif we're discussing here in this podcast is greatness, okay? Greatness. And God promises Abraham that he's going to make his name great. Okay, now where did this come from? Well, it really starts out with the fact that God made man in his image, male and female.
The Imago Dei.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So we are creatures made and destined for greatness. All of us. Every human being is made and destined for greatness. I mean, you see it in every little kid, okay?
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Look, mommy, you know, and he jumps off the porch or something like that. I can do this.
Yeah.
And mommy says, oh, Billy, you did such a great job. You know, he's like, this is a big thing. But it's a big thing because he wants that attention. I mean, you can't escape it, Danny. There's this inner thing in being a human being that wants that attention, that wants to be recognized, right? And it's a good thing because, you know, God made us that way.
Yeah, wants to have a name. And be remembered.
Yeah.
And you know, those are some
all
of the
that
things.
Stuff is so really important, right? Now, after the fall, things change, okay? Because humanity wants to make their name great, to bring attention to themselves apart from God. And when humans have this penchant, it always brings disappointment, disaster, really, okay? Because we see it in the antediluvians. Remember that?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
With these Nephilim, it was said that they were from, of old, men of great renown, okay?
Yeah,
men who had been remembered. The word there is, in Hebrew, is shame, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they were evil.
Yeah.
Okay. They were evil.
And that's why they were remembered.
And that's right. And they were notorious, right?
Yes,
yeah, right. Yeah. And so then you get in the post-Diluvians, and it culminates in the Tower of Babel, where the whole motivation, let's build a city and a tower. Why?
So that we'll be remembered.
Make our name great.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. These are the guys who built the Tower of Babel. Yeah, right.
Right. You know, God, as I said before, in the Hebrew, it's kind of like he had to bent down and really squint to see
study
this
the
tower
insects.
That seems so big to them.
Right.
But that's how all these things are. Let's build big buildings. Let's build big militaries. Let's do all these great things. I mean, look at human history, right?
Right, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
One after another.
Right, right. And so what humanity seeks by nature and tries to get by his own power, God's just going to give it to Abraham.
Right. Yeah, that's what the amazing thing. You know, when that sort of comes out in the story, that all the things that all these people wanted, God just says to Abraham, it's you.
It's you. And it's always for, though, a greater purpose, okay? And God wants us to have recognition and what have you, but you have to be well-formed to receive it because fame, two things will drive you, Danny, will drive the unformed soul crazy. Crazy, Danny.
Yeah.
And that is fame and money.
Yeah, sure.
Right. I've also thought that God has kept me poor for a reason. Because if I had money,
who knows what you'd do?
You know, yeah, really. Because you know, he does give some people lots of money, and they know how to do it. It doesn't sort of pervert their souls, right? Because God's given them a gift of being formed in that way, where they realize that they're servants with this money, right?
And I think that's those people are few and far between, though.
Right.
You know, the people who get money either through a lottery, you know, like they win millions.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of times that does not work out well.
Most of the time.
And then even the guys like, you know, Bezos, who created billions of dollars of wealth.
Yeah.
He's still not great at using that money. I mean,
well, yeah.
And his life is not that great, you know, when you look at it.
You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Danny Gallagher and Father John Wargle. The text that we're discussing can be found on the AncientHopes.org website. Then use the search box to find the post with the same title as this podcast. Let's get back to our show with Danny and Father John.
And then even the guys like, you know, Bezos, who created billions of dollars of wealth.
Yeah.
He's still not great at using that money. I mean,
well, yeah.
And his life is not that great, you know, when you look at it.
Right. And then they get all that much more frustrated because they expect that with all this money, they're going to be happy. And it brings them misery. So, you know, well, the same thing with fame. Back in the day, I read a little bit of John Milton. Catholics don't tend to read John Milton. He's a Puritan, right? Mm-hmm. But it really is interesting reading his Paradise Lost. I mean, it's really, really fine literature.
Somebody told me to read that book one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah. But I don't think I ever did it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's far different than what you expect. Mm-hmm. It really is, once you get into it. But he had this line from a poem to a Lycidas, I think, one of his friends, and it stuck in my mind. Fame is no plant that grows in mortal soil.
Ah, yeah.
I think that that's really, really profound.
That's a great image.
It is. I mean, even if you're given God-given fame, let's say like John Paul II, if someone asks John Paul II, hey, you know, you're famous, you know?
Yeah.
You know? And he would probably sit back and reflect and he'd say, I'm really glad for what God has done in my life. Right? I've seen him do the impossible and bring a greatness to his own purpose. Mm-hmm. And so, but you know, as far as who I am and something like that, you know, this fame is not part of my essential self. Okay.
Yeah,
because once you die and everything crumbles to the dust, whether you're a sinner or a saint, in a sense, in the end, you know, what happens in this world is just done,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and it makes no difference in the next.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The only thing that makes difference is just the gifts that you've given and what you've
right.
done with it, okay?
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
And that makes me think of my mother, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's something, you know? I was in, I think I was back in seminary someday, and I was downstairs writing something in my journal or something like that. And she came down and she said, she seemed a little bit fidgety. Okay. She wanted to tell me something, you know,
mm-hmm.
She says, you know, John, I spend all my time, you know, a lot of time cleaning house, washing dishes, you know, cleaning clothes, blah, 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 blah. No one in the world has an idea who I am. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, someday I'm going to be great.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
She's this, you know, little housewife, and she was made for greatness, and she knew it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, when we look at what's going on in the world today, I mean, I think about these I really do feel sorry from these rock stars, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are they, 20, 21, 22? I mean, what was the age of the rock stars back in the 60s when you think about it that were our age? I mean, they were just kids.
You're right, yeah.
Right? Early 20s or something
yep.
like that.
Yeah, and suddenly in all this fame.
They get all this fame. You know, it drives you crazy.
Right.
Crazy. There's that thing called the 27 Club. You know what that is?
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
The 27 Club started with Robert Johnson, I think. He was, he's sort of the godfather of soul.
Like blues guitar.
Blues yeah. guitars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Said he sold his soul to the devil at the crossroads so that he can become a great guitarist. And so he did. Actually, before he was very mediocre and none of thought about it, came back 2 years later, and he's a virtuoso.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
There may have been something to it. But him, you know, Janis Joplin
yeah.
Morrison. There's like this huge list of people who die at 27. So it's the 27
oh,
club. It's not a club that you want to join.
Yeah. 27, dead at 27.
All right. Why? They have this fame. And if they're not formed, their spiritual constitutions cannot support it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so they know they're living a lie because everybody treats them as if they're demigods or, you know, right?
Sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so they have to live with this discrepancy in their lives. And what do you do?
Mm-hmm. Take drugs.
You just take drugs.
Yeah. Get alcohol.
Right,
yeah,
right,
they
right.
can't. They can't have trouble surviving with all of that extra information coming into them all the time if they're not well formed.
Right, yeah. right. So you feel sorry for them, okay? So, yeah, this fame thing will drive you nuts. And we're all looking for it by nature. the question is this: how do we really approach this motif in our own lives personally? Well, Jesus says, hey, do you want to be great? That's a good thing, right? Mm, what do?
Be a small servant.
Yeah. Become small. Uh-huh. That means do the formation work of really being everybody's servant, not so that you can be seen doing these things, but really seeing the truth of your interior, which is poor in spirit, which is I'm not very spiritual, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I was just thinking about this, Danny. People don't know me well. I might think that because I'm kind of self-effacing and all that sort of thing, that I'm a humble guy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's an exterior type thing that people may or may not sense in me, right?
Sure, yeah.
But Danny, I know what's going on inside and the fight against pride and all that sort of thing. And I know that I'm not humble.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Right.
You know?
Yep. Same here. I mean, that's my whole life, standing in front of tons of people, particularly here at church, playing the guitar, doing all kinds of things, participating in all kinds of things like that. I always, exactly, on the outside, I definitely always said, oh, I'm just doing it because I love you guys and love playing music.
And it is true. You are, right.
But there's definitely a part of me
At the end, that little thing, you know, I mean, I heard about a Puritan preacher just gave a fantastic sermon, you know. As he was walking down, someone said, man, that was a great homily. And he said, I know, the devil already told me.
Oh, that's good.
So it really is a devil of a thing, you know what I mean?
Right. And it's a battle. It's a battle to just to be true to what you're portraying on the outside. Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah, so in the end, you know, in the Revelation, this motif comes, you know, to those who overcome, I am going to give them a new name. Now, it's interesting. It's a name that no one else knows. I think what that really means is that it's very unique to you.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, very unique to you. But everybody in heaven is going to know everyone else. You know, I remember one time walking down Madison Avenue or Fifth Avenue. You know, when you walk down a street in New York, it's like different from anywhere else.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I've done it.
And you can see this massive train of people walking toward your faces, right? Mm-hmm. And it's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just had the weirdest feeling one time. I said, what if every one of those people knew me and I knew them?
Wow.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Mary.
Yeah.
Hey, Charles, how you doing today? You know, first of all, you wouldn't get to where you want to go.
Right. But be stuck there on the
like
street.
Like in New York now, everybody's got their heads down. They don't care about you, and they only care about themselves, right?
And their phones. They're all looking at
that. That was before phones.
That's right.
Too,
yeah, right. Exactly.
So, you know, in heaven, you'll be walking down the pavement, and you're going to know everyone, and everybody's going to know you.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, isn't that fantastic?
That's an interesting image. Interesting thought.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, I think we said enough about this whole thing. This motif is very important in scripture. Mm-hmm. And so I thought we needed to sit on it a little bit like we did today.
Okay, good. Sounds great. Okay. So we'll move on to the next one, the final one, right?
Oh,
next time?
We've got a number of motifs that we need to talk about. And I'm not in a hurry. I don't know if you are or not, but I think each one of these is so fun.
Yeah, it's fun. And I think that it's important to see the scriptures in a different way.
Right.
As much as we can to try and be able to look at it that way, you know, through this idea of images.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, thanks so much for coming in. We'll see you next time.
God bless.
See you next time on Deep Dive into Scripture. Thanks for listening. Please go to AncientHopes.org and the Books of the Bible links on that page for related posts from Father John. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple and Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another deep dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.